you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the virus is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Thursday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Or you've done gone down, you know, you fucking downloaded us at iTunes, at Stitcher, at crabdiving.com. However, whenever, wherever, under what circumstances, under whomever, inside whomever, outside whomever, with whomever, you're receiving us. Yes. We appreciate the flying fuck out of it.
Yummy.
Oh shit.
We're gonna be here for the next couple of hours, slinging some e-turds at the right, maybe saying the word Shitler.
Yay!
Talking about all kinds of stuff that is going on in the world. Thanks for joining us this lovely Thursday. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. And I just want to say a fuck you to the LFL for not standing in solidarity with the NFL and the players protesting the take a knee. You guys should be taking a knee too. Black Lives Matter, baby, all day. All fucking day.
I don't know what the LFL is.
The Lingerie Football League.
Oh, well.
You didn't know that?
No.
They're going to stand. They don't take knees. They made a statement. If only you listeners could see the
maybe
look.
That was part of the casting process.
The look on your face. That was pretty funny.
The United Gay States of America. America's new transvestite army.
Jeez. Is that Rick Wiles?
Yeah, I think we have a Rick Wiles clip today.
Oh, shit.
Thanks for joining us. We are going to be here, like I said, for the next couple hours. You can tweet us during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, CrabDiving. You can also sling us a message over to our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/crabdiving.
Yes.
Where all the cool kids be hanging out.
That's right, Pat.
Et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
That's Yul Brynner's line.
It is.
From The King and I.
It is. Google Yul Brynner and King and I, kids.
No, everybody knows. Everybody knows who the fuck Yul Brynner is. Come on.
You want to bet?
No, 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 no.
Do you have a comedy show tonight? At your comedy show tonight.
Right.
Ask some of your contemporaries.
Yes.
What they have to say about that.
I got one friend who does comedy.
I know who that is.
Yeah. There's one friend that I have who does comedy. I'll mention him. Matt Mosley. He runs a show at the Redskins Bar in Cordova Lanes near the airport. That guy knows all kinds of shit. He's the only person I know who would know that besides you and Kate.
I like to fight, too.
I don't know that Kate knows that even.
She knows. You know.
Also, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, we don't hit your ears with any advertisements or anything like that.
Fuck you, boy.
I gotta start saying things the right way because I find myself
now
in civilian life saying things
yes.
in weird ways like I do here on the show. People are going to think I'm special.
You are.
Not in that way.
In a good way. And people should say the things the way we say them, you know?
Advertisement?
I don't know.
They do across the pond.
Hello.
Lots going on here. I'm just reading through. Not real Festivus-y today. I'm a little disappointed.
What a fucking dickhead. Come on, Trump.
Last night
He tweeted,
yes,
just arrived in Indianapolis, Indiana.
Ooh. Just Indianapolis.
Like, we don't know where Indianapolis is.
Yeah, but some people need to show off that. Do you?
I want to fill every 140 characters, and I can't wait for 280.
Listen, oh, yeah. I don't know that he would know if I said, hey, Schittler, where's Indianapolis? What state? Missouri.
Just arrived in Indianapolis, Indiana to make an announcement on hashtag tax reform.
Ooh, yes.
Exclamation point. Together, we are going to, a caps lock, make America great again!
Yay! Exclamation point. That's racist, right? What he means by that is white.
Yeah, and video of himself again.
Jacking off.
It's really kind of odd. The next tweet, 21 hours ago, this is the right tax cut at the right time.
Oh my,
we will all succeed and grow together as one team, one people, and one American family. Meanwhile, it's tax cuts for the rich.
Yay.
Middle class get fucked, and right. The poor are always fucked. So, right. It's no really difference there. And right. they're just lying. They're going it's around
bullshit.
And they're lying. It's not a tax cut for the rich. Oh, the estate tax.
Yes.
The estate tax affects all of us regular folks.
Oh, sure.
I got $5 million bucks laying around.
But it's over. Wait, let me understand this. If the $5 million. So
$5 point something million.
If you inherit more than that, you have to pay.
Right now. But they're getting rid of that, Ryan, because it hurts little farmers and little mom and pop stores.
I mean...
Line.
God, fuck
sexy
off.
Shit.
If you're inheriting more than $5 million, just shut up.
Yeah.
Fuck yourself.
That crutch button wants that shit gone.
Oh, yes.
Who God. Knows how, with all those Happy Meals he's pounding.
Oh, right.
Who the hell knows how long? They want to make sure they get those riches.
Are they going to get them? I mean,
they deserve them so well, Ryan.
Well, we were talking about what could come of that RICO case with Schittler.
Well, yeah, they can go after the profits. Gained illegally.
And there ain't going to be shit left,
that
baby.
That would be spectacular.
That would be that would be justice.
Don Jr., the stupid one, and Ivanka,
boo.
Eric, were
yes.
Disinherited. I feel bad for Tiffany because she didn't ask for any of that.
No, not at all.
But she doesn't deserve the money either.
No,
no, deserve the money. I don't. Whatever happened to? Do you remember? They used to praise people who made lots of money and then said, "My kids aren't getting a fucking dime."
Right.
That's or right. I'll put them through school.
Or I yeah.
I will provide for them.
Yes.
But once they're out on their own, they're out on their fucking own. I earn this money. They don't deserve these tens of millions of dollars. I'm going to give it to charity. I'm going to send it to dogs or something.
I mean, if you think about, like, old money in this country, I mean...
World!
Yeah, in the fucking world,
there's
right.
a Rothschild that still runs the fucking planet. Why? Why?
I don't know.
Because their fucking last name is Rothschild. And because somebody blew a load in a Rothschild Hello. Who blew a load in a Rothschild who blew a load in a Rothschild.
So what you're telling me... is the most
Probably
important
one more
thing
generation yeah
right well listen there's plenty of loads to go around. I think what you're telling me is that blow a load in the right person,
yeah, or be that load,
or be the load
that has been blown is the best way.
I am the load that has been blown.
How do people, what is wrong with these bootlicking,
I don't fucking know,
fucking morons in this country who really think that Ivanka and Don Jr. and Eric are such great, wonderful, accomplished kids. Look at the accomplishments, Ryan. Jared, look at how accomplished he is. Had nothing to do with the gazillions of dollars their asshole fucking parents
yeah.
had or the privilege they got to get into
Boo.
Schools because their parents either graduated from those schools or donated. You talk about affirmative action. They squeal about
My
that.
My God.
Black people getting in. What about legacy? What about rich people getting in? You think George Bush got into fucking Harvard on his goddamn grades?
Fuck no! What about what's his fuck? You know our president, didn't he go to a fancy fucking school?
I went to Wharton School of Business.
Yes, you're so fucking smart.
The world renowned.
What year in the school of Wharton do they teach people in what ocean Puerto Rico resides in?
I majored in pussy grabbing.
Oh, he did. For sure he did. He should teach that class. Oh man, it's fucking gross.
Yeah, it's just, it's really... utterly bizarre to me. I don't.
You know what it is, dude?
Any of it.
It's you remember Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous with Robert Leach?
Champagne wishes, caviar dreams.
Fuck you. It's that. America feels like that is the carrot. That is the thing they are working for. And as long as they see rich fucking people living that lifestyle, they think, oh, that could be me too.
Just matter of time before I'm a billionaire. I work hard too.
Keep working. You aren't ever going to be a billionaire. None of us are going to be billionaires because of the way this fucking shit works. And none of us should be billionaires. We don't need to be billionaires.
You know, there's a lot of that going around that is probably unnecessary.
Hello.
Let's see what's going on in the headlines today. Press the button. There it is.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Deep.
Pensacola, Florida. Dateline, September 28th. 2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines. Over to the commie pinko liberal.
Hey,
HuffPo.
Eat my dick.
I feel like a supermodel, except like times 10.
Oh,
damn.
Fucking idiot. Why would he say that?
I don't know. Maybe he, I don't know.
I just don't like, if I want to express my feelings and I'm feeling like joy and happiness, I don't know that I'm going to say, you know what? I feel like a supermodel times a million.
Maybe he was ordering off the menu.
Oh, God, that's brilliant. I feel I'm going to have a supermodel. Make it 10. Supermodel times 10. Right. Everybody gets supermodels. How creepy. There are probably parties like that that he goes to.
The headline over at the HuffPo says, exclusive, vet who kneeled in front of Trump speaks.
Yes.
This.
Good for this guy.
Is a guy who has made the papers because he was out standing, waiting for Donald Trump's motorcade and put on his hat, his little veteran's hat with his stuff on it.
Right.
Has a folded up American flag, apparently representing IC.
Oh my God. God fucking bless you. You know, the human body, the eyelids automatically pop shut. So your balls don't pop out of your eyeballs, not your balls. Oh, shit,
fucking
Kate.
A.
He just blew a testicle. That's a good sneeze.
Marvin Boatwright was checking the mail outside his family's funeral home business in Indianapolis last spring. Oh, we have a story from the HuffPo.
Oh, okay.
A little background in the lead.
Right.
They buried the lead, in fact.
Bury me lead.
He was checking them outside his family's funeral home business in Indianapolis last spring when a motorcade carrying Donald Trump, then a presidential candidate, whizzed by him for the first time.
Oh, God.
I wanted to give him a thumbs down, he said.
Hell yeah.
60-year-old Army veteran. But I didn't do anything. I just looked at him out of respect. On Wednesday, he found himself within feet of the former reality TV star, now president.
Bleh.
As Trump's motorcade again traveled down the same route.
Yes.
Past Boatwright Funeral Home.
Fuck you.
Toward the state fairgrounds where Trump would speak about tax reform.
Oh, God. At the fairgrounds.
This time he had a different message to deliver. He desperately hoped someone in the motorcade would notice him, a proud military veteran honoring his country and his flag on bended knee.
Hell yeah.
Mr. Boatwright said, for the commander-in-chief, to call our citizens sons of bitches was totally wrong and beneath the dignity of the office. As an African-American and as a veteran, we've already and we continue to serve for God and country. But you can have a love of God and country and still be against social injustice.
That's right.
You don't have to separate one from the other.
Does that seem like a hard concept to grasp?
As Boatwright took a knee, he wore an American Legion cap and cradled a folded flag as a tribute to all veterans, including his father.
Yes.
Who served in World War II.
Right.
Some onlookers cheered him on.
Shit.
That means others did something different.
But, you know, how do you, if you see a veteran doing something like that or whatever he's protesting or expressing, even if I disagree with the guy, aren't you going to just support his right to do that?
Right.
Why would you boo him?
Was shocked to learn somebody from the motorcade had noticed him, a photographer for Reuters, who took a picture which went viral today after an editor for Yahoo News retweeted it.
Okay.
There's a tweet from Colin Campbell. Man kneels with folded U.S. flag as the POTUS motorcade passes him in Indianapolis.
It's actually POTUS. He got that wrong.
We love this country, Boatwright said.
Yes.
Who served the U.S. Army 1st Cavalry from 1974 to 76. We love this flag, but we also love life and liberty for all humanity.
Bam!
The kneeling was to bring dramatization to the disappointment that we have seen throughout our country. No, Alex Jones told us yesterday it's for white genocide.
Oh, that's right. They're kneeling in support of the white genocide. Yeah.
This guy's lying.
Right. The white genocide, oh, it's rough. We've got a bad case of white genocide in this country.
Colin
don't
Kaepernick
we?
Was kneeling thinking, how can I make myself more famous, right?
Right. And,
How can I show I hate white people?
Yeah. How can I spur on this white genocide?
Of which his mother is one.
His mother's white.
Yes.
Well, shit.
She's adopted.
Man. Okay.
So there you go.
Interesting.
He said the protests serve a very important purpose, especially for Americans who may not tune into cable news, but who follow sports entertainment, right?
There you go.
It's not the right place. And I forget who was talking on telly, but had it spot Hello. On that said they don't want them to not protest at this point. Oh, you know who it was? It was Trey Crowder, the redneck comic.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The liberal redneck.
Yes, that guy's fucking awesome.
Who said it has nothing to do with, he's like, just be honest about it. Just say that it ain't that they're protesting during football, you don't want them to protest at all.
That's true.
Anytime.
That's exactly it.
And he said, they'll say something like, that's not true. They have a right to protest. And you say, well, when? When is that? Well, as long as they don't, you know, like disrupt anybody's life or make anybody uncomfortable or, you know, be too loud about it or be seen
but also,
by people.
Also, haven't other things been protested during sporting events that people, you know, right? I don't know. When is it, if you're being denied your rights as a citizen, when is a good time for you to voice your concern?
Right, right.
When is it a good time
well,
for you to speak up?
Well, if you're conservative, never. If you can't talk about guns after a pile of dead kids,
right.
You can't talk about climate change after a pile of dead islands.
Oh, my God.
You can't, it's not the right time.
Jesus.
It's not the right time.
I mean, if you're not being treated as fairly as a citizen, your rights are being denied, then now is the right time. We should never, there should never be a moment where we tolerate that bullshit.
Right.
I don't care if the World fucking Series is going on. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Something strange going on with my spreadsheet here.
Oh, shit.
Something a little odd. So there you go. There's the headline over at the HuffPo. It's an exclusive interview.
Right.
With, thank you for your service, sir. The gentleman who served, yet felt the need to put on is it a VFW hat?
I don't know. By the way, for those of you listening along live at the stream at this moment, it is 420. Just putting it out there.
Spark it up, mofos. let's see what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Boy, man.
Let's see what the other side ain't thinking.
Suck my dick!
Did you see, I don't know if we ever talked about it, but did you see that they have found that Drudge was doing quite a bit of sharing of Russian-y news during the whole
Drudge
election?
Do you think Drudge was in cahoots with folks at Russia?
May not have had meetings or swapped emails or body fluids or anything, but they may have just, you know, he picked up on the stories that were put out by fake news.
Right.
And that's what he wanted. They loved him.
He didn't give a fuck.
Killery, Shillery, look, another dead one. Seth Rich.
Because all he wants him. Is fucking traffic, right? He just wants traffic back to his site.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's trying to make America great again.
He's an altruistic fucking racist dickhead. Yes.
Just like us. Crabdiving.com/Amazon.
Yeah, but we're right, you know? And a lot of people out there are wrong and they're dickheads. Isn't that right, Kate?
The Drudge Report headline.
Yes.
Says, tonight, Packers defy fans?
What?
God, they're losing their minds over this NFL thing.
You know, it's such a, I don't want that during my football. Think about it. Black Lives Matter. They don't matter enough to you to say, hey, you know what? You're not even invading your football game. You're not even fucking up the football game. It's before the football game. It's not disturbing the football game.
Right.
What are people so fucking pissed off about?
So the question, I guess, tonight leads to the Green Bay Press Gazette, the Green Bay Packers.
Oh, yes. You hate the Packers, man.
I have to be objective.
Well, you're a Chicago Bears fan.
Right.
Listen, I love the Cubs, but I hate the Cardinals because fuck them.
The headline says, oh God, why are you making me look at a picture of Scott Walker? Perpetual baffled face he's got.
He is vile as fuck.
Oh, yeah.
He's the start of this. Didn't he start this kind of, wasn't he at the beginning of this fucking bullshit Tea Party movement?
Packers national anthem plans continue to rile fans. Well, this is interesting because the Packers are owned by the fans.
Yeah.
It's a big socialist group over there.
Evil.
A request by the Green Bay Packers players for fans to join them in a show of unity during the national anthem before the game has done apparently little to calm the debate. Packers fans continued to blast the NFL.
Sign me up.
The team and the players for what they perceive as showing disrespect for the nation, the flag, the military, or the national anthem. By either sitting, kneeling, remaining in the locker room, or locking arms. They don't even lock the locking arms.
Right.
Fuck you.
God.
Fuck you, you snowflakes. God damn it. What is wrong with you people? What kind of a creepy, Stalin-esque, Mao Tse-tung, everybody's dressed in the same, stand up, and...
Right, I don't get it.
Dictatorial, authoritarian, goose-stepping bullshit.
Yeah, man. I mean, nine! But like... I just think about the video of Eric Garner getting fucking choked to death. I just think about Michael Brown getting shot because he looks like a quote-unquote demon. Or Sandra Bland hung herself. And you know, Freddie Gray.
Well, the only reason this happened again is because of Trump.
Yeah.
This is 100% a bomb lit and thrown by Trump. Colin Kaepernick ain't got a job. Nobody's kneeling.
Right.
Until Trump, the other day in Alabama, said, wouldn't it be great? If one of these owners dragged one of those players off of the streets,
and you can
off of the field and said, "Get that son of a bitch out of there,"
and you could hear it in his voice, man. Yeah. I don't give a fuck. You could hear the hatred and the racism in his fucking voice.
Foe.
What do you mean?
I don't think he cares.
No, I think this
is another issue that I don't think he cares about. I think he knows that it's just. It's just applause for the Tinkerbells of all of his moron base.
Right.
They're eating it up. Look what we're talking about.
Yeah, that's true.
For a week. We haven't talked about Russia since Saturday.
We hadn't talked about North Korea. No, we have. We have. We did talk about North Korea.
Yeah. We had no choice for that one.
What are we going to do, though? What are we going to say? We got a president that likes to talk to Kim Jong-un via Twitter and threaten him and shit. We're fucked.
Steven... Oh, boy. Here's a typical Wisconsin name. Tiefenthaler.
That's Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah. Don't you know? Tiefenthaler, yeah.
What the fuck kind of name is that? Cheesehead.
As a native of Brookfield.
Fuck you.
Said, I'm so ashamed of and appalled by the ignorance of any NFL player who would dare disgrace our stars and stripes. I don't care. Fuck you. Are you ashamed and appalled? I'm ashamed and appalled, but that 60-some million people are voted for Trump.
Right.
I mean, shamed and appalled when he goes anywhere in the world.
Yes.
And the world laughs and mocks at the buffoonish ass fuck that we have put up as our supreme poobah.
We've got a lot of things wrong. I'm ashamed and appalled. We have 30,000 plus handgun deaths a year and we don't do shit about it. We don't do dick.
See, we really got to do something about these toddlers.
No, yes.
We got to close the country to toddlers, Ryan. They're coming in and killing people. See, another one. shot two kids at a daycare.
A toddler?
In Michigan.
Oh, my. I didn't see that.
A home daycare. They had a gun hidden somewhere. One of the toddlers found it. Shot two with, I guess, one shot. This kid is talented.
That is fucked up.
Still alive, but I think they're both in critical condition, but they're going to be okay.
Wait. Did this happen in America or England?
Not Japan.
Or Japan. Wouldn't happen
England,
there.
Not Australia.
No. They're all pussies. That's why. It's disgusting. And this Steve Scalise.
If anybody should have guns, it's Australia.
Oh, my God.
When everything that moves wants to kill you.
Well,
I don't mean black people.
Yes. Well,
racist.
Yeah. I'll say this, man. I don't know. Have you seen how fast these snakes move? Mm-hmm. You're not going to shoot a snake. I would need a...
It's a tough shot.
No, you just have to lay down covering fire and just shoot bullets everywhere to get these snakes.
I hope no one else is around you.
I don't know what to fucking tell you. I got this brown snake. It's fucking of Satan. I'm an atheist. The horrible shit over there, man. There's bad shit here.
Right.
But we don't have guns, you know?
And they don't have guns
Fuck
there.
Fuck you!
Got in a daycare. In a fucking daycare.
Yeah.
What?
I don't have that one in front of me. That's all the details you need.
So fucking stupid.
God bless America. So yeah, this asshole, this is the typical conflation.
An NFL player would just dare disgrace our stars and stripes or the memory of hundreds of thousands of fallen U.S. heroes who paid with their lives so that we may live free.
You're telling them they can't live free. Why don't people see this?
And they aren't protesting the veterans. They aren't protesting. I don't understand this. For one second, please extend some empathy to people of color. It's like some white people in this. I know. Some white people don't want to admit that black people are treated differently. They just don't want to admit it. Talk to African-American parents about how they have to talk to their kids about talking to the police. That shit is heartbreaking. My dad never had to take me aside and say, hey, listen, when you see a cop, be real careful.
Right.
I never had to.
How do any of these assholes justify the death of Freddie Gray? He was guilty of literally nothing. 0.0.
Right.
Other than running from the police. And then when they caught him, didn't they find him with like a pocket knife or something? And that's what they said they were going to arrest him for.
Oh, yeah.
Or something
ridiculous
like that.
Yeah. I mean, it's disgusting.
But he was guilty of nothing. He saw police and ran because, we know why.
What if it was...
His neck. They threw him in the back of a wagon. Hogtied. Snapped his neck. Gave him a rough ride.
And he
which is a term that we all know because it exists.
They do it!
Yes.
They do it. How many of those happen that we don't even know about?
I grab those cops that were involved, shackle them, throw them in the back of a truck. Let's drive it around, see how they fare.
Right. I mean, to think we are in a law, we have a law enforcement emergency in this country, and fucking Trump was elected. And when Obama was president and this shit was happening, our attorney general was addressing it. I mean, maybe they weren't doing enough. Of course they weren't. Nobody's doing enough about this, but at least they were talking about it. At least Obama would talk about it. At least we felt like we had politicians that were saying, hey, we got to get this fucking body cam issue going on. But Trump says blue lives matter.
Right.
He marginalizes it. He emboldens these cops.
When people say Black Lives Matter, they mean Black Lives Matter as much as everyone else. When an asshole racist says blue Lives Matter, they mean blue lives matter more than black people.
Right.
That's the difference.
And it's
black lives
want
to be treated equally. Blue lives think they have special treatment. That they're special. They're better than us.
I mean, it's fucking disgusting. I mean, the very least what you could hope that we could get out of this Trump presidency is we have this president who is not ashamed of his racism. He doesn't give a fuck. He's not afraid to dog whistle and shit. And the least we could do is learn from it and say, hey, that's bad, right? I mean,
well, more than half the country is. But there's a vocal minority. Let's call them Breitbarters.
Why are we allowing them to set the agenda then? That's bullshit.
We talked about it the other day with that Michelle Goldberg article about how the GOP and the basically the one percenters want to stay rich. They want to make sure poor people can't vote. They want to make sure poor people don't live.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they rigged the system.
I tell you what.
More tax cuts for the rich, Ryan. It'll help everyone.
Hey, you fucking fat cats who don't want the estate taxes, want to keep all your money. Are you interested in having a stable country? Do you not think at some point you're going to be marched into the city square and people are just going to take your shit and it's going to be bloody and it's going to be gross? This shit where the minority makes all the decisions and everybody lives in shit is not sustainable. People will not put up with it. Right? Am I insane?
Well, the cities are not going to put up with it. This we've talked about how it's the disenfranchisement of your most populous urban centers.
The disenfranchisement!
And we're not talking about black people. We were two of those disenfranchised people living in fucking Los Angeles, California. Our votes meant less than I don't even want to say he's a knuckle-dragger. Than a gentleman living in Wyoming. His vote means 70, I've seen, times more, whatever, the math,
right,
than ours because of stupid electoral college.
Why is that acceptable? Why is that acceptable? And when you call it out, they're like, I don't want L.A., I don't want San Francisco, I don't want New York choosing our leaders. It's not. It's the people, dummy. One person, one fucking vote, you fucking idiot.
And it all started to try to get the fucking asshole southern slave states to agree to this whole experiment. It's the only reason we have an electoral college is because the less populous white Buana plantation owners of the South wanted to fucking make sure that New York, all them damn, well, I remember they didn't have the Jews back then, but all those New Yorkers ain't gonna tell us what to do.
What do you think the problem? I mean, sometimes I wonder, like, if you, when you see societies that are similar to ours, where a few people are making all the decisions, isn't that government eventually overthrown? Or, I mean, because are we just supposed to let this bullshit system just work itself out? And in the meantime, it's at the expense of gay people, at trans people, people of color. I don't know. Mm-hmm. And white liberals can just sit there comfy. I don't know.
Well, it's funny they talk about Rome being a republic as if everybody could vote in Rome.
Right.
You know, they're like, well, look what happened to Rome. Rome fell.
What does that mean? What do they mean when we get compared to Rome? They think
that we could fall too.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
But the difference is Rome was an elite. It was the rich people could vote. It
And they had plutocracy. Slaves. They fucking had slaves. Did no one see Spartacus?
And they're trying to do it again. Yeah. That's what the Republicans don't want people to vote. Right. They don't want people to vote. It's that simple. You can't spin it any other direction. And some of them have said it. That they don't think everybody should vote.
That's bananas. That's fucking bananas. I'm Spartacus!
Some of them want to go back to what some of the founders wanted, which was only landowners. Only rich people should have a say.
So what, everybody else, you just fucked? Fuck you. Take it.
And guess who was pushing for that?
Yeah, rich white people.
Mm-hmm. So those are your headlines.
Rage.
The Drudge Report.
Ring the alarm bells.
One, two, three lines in the headline. Three different stories about these uppity Negroes taking a knee.
God damn.
Packers defy fans. Broncos to stand, it says all in red. Broncos players say they plan to stand together.
Why aren't the Chicago Cubs doing anything?
When they play the Raiders.
That's my favorite team. I love the Cubs. Come on, man. Mix it up. Take a knee. God. If I owned a team, I'd be out there. I'd be making people take knees. And I know that's not right, but fuck it. I don't give a shit.
Last Sunday, 32 Broncos players knelt.
Yes.
During the anthem as a direct response to President Donald Trump's comments that NFL owners should fire son of a bitch protesters.
Yeah, yeah. But not the LFL, not the Lingerie Football League.
More than 200 players across the league took a knee during the anthem.
Awesome. Awesome. I mean, people look up to these players, you know? That's a good thing. That's a good thing for them to use their influence for good.
The Broncos player said, make no mistake, our actions were in no way protest of the military, the flag, or those who keep us safe. Right.
Everybody understands that. That's not fucking stupid.
We have nothing but the deepest love and respect for those who protect our way of life and the freedoms we enjoy as Americans. While there's no greater country, it's not perfect.
What?
that's the another bizarre thing is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a really, when you look around the world.
Yes.
We got it pretty good here. However, it needs work.
Right.
What do you mean? You hate America, you faggot.
Can we be self-critical?
I shouldn't say the F word.
No.
In character.
Right. But
I apologize.
Now you're in character. People, can we just look within ourselves and just say, hey, we have these things wrong with our country? And nobody's ever going to be fucking perfect.
Right. Or looking back. Like the remember those assholes in Texas and Oklahoma that basically want to scrub the history books and be like, well, hey, slavery wasn't that bad. It really wasn't that bad.
And so what? What do you want? Just eventually generations and generations from now, you're not going to remember it. And all those people that were tortured, that were oppressed, that were bought and sold, that built the fucking country, they're just not going to exist anymore.
They were mad about the representation of Japanese internment. A stain. A massive stain on this country, as it should be.
Inexcusable.
A stain, an uncleanable stain that we should see every single fucking time we put the shirt on,
and
whatever
why?
That means.
Because we don't, so we don't do it again.
Right.
So we don't fucking do it again.
No, America's perfect and exceptional, Ryan, and a shining city on a hill.
I mean, that's why Germany has those laws against saying anti-Semitic shit. Anti-Semitic. Anti-Semitic. God, it's only
and anti-Semitic.
Yeah, that's what Trump would do. Anti-semantics. Puerto Rico's in the middle of the Atlantic.
So I don't know. I guess the Broncos have decided they're going to stand this week.
They just why? Why are people?
I don't know if they're going to link arms or not. But apparently, some of the snowflakes don't even like that. Some Wisconsin fuckwads don't even like that.
Fuck you, man. Suck a dick. We've said this on the show over and over again. We need to be done explaining Black Lives Matter. If you don't understand, if you're a white person, you don't understand Black Lives Matter, then shame on you. Fucking shame on you. Open up a browser on your fucking smartphone and type it into the search bar and fucking read about it. And not from Breitbart.
I was going to say, you know what I mean? It says they're terrorists.
Okay. Maybe nobody look at the internet anymore.
Oh, come on. I would save this for tomorrow, but this is just too bizarre.
Fuck you, boy.
Lots going on. Lots of other ass fuckery going on. Not that there's anything wrong with that. But lots of dick holery.
Right. All holes filled. All holes equally filled on the Crab Diving Podcast. Available on Stitchers and iTunes. And by the way, if you want to buy something, please go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a piece of whatever you buy on that fucking site.
We get money.
Money, not a piece.
They don't break, break your object up into little pieces. And
you know, as I was saying that, I was thinking, God, this sounds stupid. Peace. Give me some of that sweater. Oh, shit. Richard! Oh, shit.
Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yeah.
You may have heard of him.
Vile.
Over at the Pass the Salt.
Oh, God.
I was going to say show, but it's a Google.
Show.
Hangout.
That's a strong word. A Google Hangout.
Google Hangout he does all the time.
He is doing the bare fucking minimum.
With his green screen behind him with an empty stadium. Which I think is in some way.
I mean, it's
kind
fitting.
Of fitting, yeah.
Why not have a
giant empty stadium
full of people? I mean, it's
if you're
like,
gonna have a
no
fake,
one,
yeah.
I don't.
Like, he wants people to believe that he's hanging out.
Yes.
And shooting from some...
Shooting.
Some stadium or something. Right. Or it's just, it's not the case.
Boo.
Here is Dave Dobenmeyer.
Yes.
Ranting about what we were talking about.
This guy.
The NFL players. But listen to where he goes here.
Yes.
So when I said to you yesterday that what was going on in the NFL is going on by design and by choice, some of you send me emails saying I'm crazy. Because you don't understand spiritual issues, see? You don't understand that you are either for him or you're against him. You either serve the Lord or you serve the devil. There is no middle ground.
Okay.
You don't get it. And I made the statement yesterday that it was a part of trying to destroy. Remember I said this, how I hated soccer? Why did I hate soccer?
Sorry.
Did he ejaculate at that point? I didn't know they allowed that. They allow cum shots on Google Hangouts. Hmm.
They hate soccer. These tiny, why? Tiny little BB bald little needle dicks. They hate soccer because it's not their big football. It's not manly men.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah, it's European. They reject it. It means you're soft.
Oh, yeah. And if you don't want your kids slamming into each other and getting concussions, right. you're a pussy. Yes. You're a cuck.
Have your kids play tennis or soccer. No more of this football. I'd outlaw football if I was in charge. Fuck it. It's too dangerous.
Oh, God. I these old white guys just can't die off fast enough.
This Dave Dobenmeyer.
This culture cannot die fast
enough. I agree. And you know, we to be fair, we are listening. I know we play a lot of shitheads on this show, but this guy is one of the worst.
But
he is.
Gordon Klinging shit? Rick Wiles?
But this dude's such a dickhead. He goes to Planned Parenthood.
Violent too, right?
And he yells at women getting healthcare. Yeah. So fuck you, Dave. Fuck you.
I encourage someone to stand their ground, by the way. That's going to any abortion clinic. And right. where are these states where people can stand their ground? Someone gets up in your face and starts yelling, I'm feeling threatened.
Right.
Lay them out.
Yeah. Dude, I read somewhere some fucking heinous state. They're introducing one of those bury your fetus laws.
Oh, I've got that coming up. I've got a little abortion section coming up in the spreadsheet.
Stay out of the vaginas. Enough.
That it was a part of trying to destroy. Remember I said this, how I hated soccer? Why did I hate soccer? I've seen it happen. I was a football coach, an American football.
Sorry, hold on one second.
Oh, my God. I'm a football coach, an American football coach. I ain't got no time for soccer. What's wrong with soccer? I really don't get it. It's a ball sport. You're kicking it with your foot. They have a problem with it because you can't touch it with your big, big American.
Because the world likes it and we don't. That's why.
What?
Because the rest of the world likes it.
Therefore, I don't understand.
Therefore, fuck you.
Yeah, you're right. It's just a fuck you. That's all. Angry man, baby.
I've seen it happen. I was a football coach, an American football, they call it. I was an American football coach for 35 years. And I watched little 5 and 6 year old boys drug off over to the soccer field. And their daddies didn't even know what soccer was.
Dragged off to the soccer field. And they're like they're going to be taught how to give a blowjob.
We're taking him to the rape camp. Is that that's actually what you
meanwhile
learned?
It ain't the soccer.
Yes,
Sandusky.
Oh yes, he taught what he taught.
I believe he was teaching American football.
Yes, and there's some shit that went down, right?
Yeah,
I mean, God,
and we all know the record the church has, the Catholic Church at least, and. We do stories all the time about Protestant churches the youth pastors smell their fingers. Ugh. That's all I got to say.
Hey, listen. And also, the soccer thing, the idea that it's not masculine or manly or I don't know. I mean, you watch these soccer games.
They would beat the shit out of this lump of sick flesh.
How long is a soccer game? Sick flesh. It's like 8 hours, right? And all they do is run around the field.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And all they do is run around the field. And when they make a goal, how do they celebrate? They run more. And sometimes do a flip and shit. Right? All they do is run. Come on. It's plenty manly.
6-year-old boys drug off over to the soccer field, and their daddies didn't even know what soccer was. Their daddies couldn't talk to their sons about, oh, yeah, back when I played soccer. And then the boys could never.
Oh, it's destroying. It's destroying the father-son relationship, Ryan.
God, who the fuck is this lunatic? I mean, God, it's ripping apart families. What about football? When your son gets hit in the head so fucking hard, he gets brain damage. What do you think that does?
Here's an idea. How about sit down with your kid and start watching some soccer? How about learning about soccer with your child, you fuck, you piece of shit?
Absolutely. But what about this concussion shit, too? I mean.
But he's talking about it like these guys don't even know what soccer is, and their kids are being dragged off to do it.
So what? You're right. Sit your kids down. Talk to them about soccer. Well, I mean, talk.
How about being a parent? Learn what your child's doing. Learn about it.
No, I mean, if we want these guys to, I don't know. Do we want these guys sitting around talking to their kids? Do we want Dave Dobermeyer talking to his kids? What is he going to teach him?
How
to be a homophobe?
Hey, I wouldn't.
How to be a dickhead?
I wouldn't leave Kate with him. I wouldn't.
Oh, fuck no.
I wouldn't let him watch my pet rock.
Yeah. No, I don't want this fucking Dave Dobermeyer around
these people.
Kate.
Yeah,
fuck soccer. This guy.
And then the boys could never talk to their dads about when they played football because they took them all and they stuck them over in soccer. I'm making some of you mad, but I don't care because I'm telling you the daggone truth. Why do you think they call it American football? Why?
I'm making because the rest of the world calls it football and there's more of them. There it is right there. I'm making some of you mad, and I don't care.
God, dude, I had a really close relationship with my dad, and I didn't play fucking football. I never played football.
Apparently, you could have been closer, I mean, pussy, if you hadn't gone out and played some football.
And Dave, I'll tell you this, I didn't play football. In fact, I played musical theater.
I watched football with my dad.
That's pretty...
Every weekend?
Right! What? He's nuts. This guy, he's just... You know what? He's a simpleton little fucknut who's got a Google Hangout.
And a hate-filled, Christo, racist, misogynist hole of a human being.
He is a loaded piece of garbage.
Telling you the daggone truth. Why do you think they call it American football? Why do you think they call the Cowboys America's team? When's the last soccer team was America's team? Can anybody, for $1,000 right now, Dale Socia will give you $1,000 if somebody can name for me one professional soccer team. Did somebody name one?
The Chicago Fire.
Yeah.
Are the L.A. Steam, the Omaha Shrimp Baskets.
So you mean to say that the herd of white ass, old ass fuckery is currently on your Google Hangout, Dave, of all your knuckle draggers, you're polling them?
Oh, yeah. They don't know anything.
As a representative sampling of United States of America, which, again, is the problem.
Right.
Old white America thinks they're the only ones that should be here.
Yeah. That's so fucking true. They're entitled to everything.
Brown kids play soccer.
Right. See, that's it. But, you know, when I was growing up, a bunch of kids played soccer. Everybody played soccer, you know?
Yeah. We used to go out. There was a church near in my neighborhood.
Yes.
It was a heathen church. They were the Mormons.
Ooh.
And but they had a nice field right next to their church. And we used to just go out and
did they approve?
Play soccer? Yeah, they were cool.
Did Uman and Thuman, the little rocks,
never tried to recruit us?
Mormonism, they never did.
No. What an embarrassment people like this guy are.
Oh,
I'm so mortified. Yet there's one in the White House.
I mean, you know, we've talked absolutely. What do you think Trump would have to say about soccer?
Dumber than Dave Dobermeyer in the White House right now.
Pump the brakes. Now, I do think Trump is stupid. But Dave is... Does Trump know how to start a Google Hangout?
No. No.
You're right.
He's worthless.
Dobermeyer's probably smarter.
Dobermeyer could probably change a tire. Trump has never... Trump's like, what is this tire you're speaking of?
He's so aloof.
Soccer team. Did somebody name one?
What a load.
What a dickhead. Fuck you.
No, he's like, yep.
I can't name one.
Good point.
A professional soccer team. And yeah, we got soccer.
Well, congratulations. You're an isolated moron.
Right.
Soccer fields everywhere. Why do we have soccer fields everywhere? Do I have to say it, Lord? Okay, yeah. Because it takes a man to play football.
Oh, here we go.
Takes a man with your big, hard, white cock.
Wow, Dave, you are the epitome of masculinity with that big swinging set of balls you got there, Dave.
Hey, Dave, why don't you show everybody in the Google Hangout your big, big, thick wang? You know what I mean?
So sad.
Let's have a cock off.
When obviously, no, it's just the opposite.
Right.
If that's where you got to go, you are insecure in your own masculinity.
You know, I...
poor... sad little needle dick
sad.
Man.
And by the way, just as a reminder, our president, Donald Trump, have you heard of him? I believe he took time out in a primary to remind everybody that he has no problem. He's got a big, thick cock. Just so you know. I mean, it's really...
Because it takes a man to play football. And mommies don't like seeing their little boys get knocked down, so mommies put them into soccer. Where they get little knee pads, and they don't really hurt each other. Although we know that soccer, you can get hurt in soccer. I'm not making light of it.
God, he's so stupid. He's so fucking
This is like
dumb.
Eric Bowling. Remember?
Oh, yes. Oh, my God.
That load. Another one. Another white lump like this one who's angry and thinks that people should be playing football.
And you know, the thing is, it's really disgusting about this coach, Dave, is that there is actually... data out there that shows that football can be harmful to a kid. Concussions? It is. Mike Ditka. Mike fucking Ditka came out and said he wouldn't let his kids play football.
Eric Bowling called him a wussy.
Called Mike Ditka a wussy.
Yep.
Come on.
Here's the rest of this.
Yes.
Well, all of a sudden you wake up and I'm a grandpa. And what does grandpa get to do on Saturday morning? Go watch my grandson play football. No. The penguin. He run around hitting the ball with his head.
He's like, you're like penguin because you hit the ball with your head.
He's not talking about soccer ball.
Oh, yes. You want to get.
I can't relate. Never played soccer. I could go to a football game and watch him get knocked on his butt. Be able to tell him after the game, you know, that happened to me back when I was playing too. Let me tell you what you do. But I can't happen with soccer. You guys think I'm crazy?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
I don't care. I'm telling you.
You're a sad, insecure, tiny little man, Dave.
His
you
content.
And your ilk all.
Yeah, listen to his content. His content is like, hey, what are you going to do with the Google Hangout today? I'm going to tell you how, quote unquote, gay soccer is.
Right.
It's so fucking stupid.
And then, you know, he had to check in with the Lord, make sure he should say it, remember?
Yeah, check in.
Should I say this, Lord? Yeah.
The Lord, let's say the Lord exists.
You
dickhead.
Tell those cucks.
Right. Yeah. God's. You think God uses the term cucks?
Sure. God's an old white guy, Ryan.
Oh, that's
you
right.
You've seen pictures of Jesus.
Well, I saw that episode.
Blonde
of
hair,
Monty
blue
Python.
Eyes, great abs.
Arthur! So good.
Oh God, I'm losing my mind. It's just been
stupid.
Such a week that I just get tired by the
it's
end of the week of all this shit.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday.
Yeah. It's disheartening.
It really is.
The evil in this country right now. The evil like Dave Dobenmeyer.
And it's depressing.
The pond scum, the horrible human beings, the lack of empathy, the lack of caring.
Yes. And you look at other countries like these Nordic fuckers, these Swedes, man, they got it going on. And we could be them. We could be them. We could be discussing things like, hey, how about a guaranteed minimum salary?
Yeah, and you know what's not
wrong with that?
One of the reasons? Because religion.
Yes.
Lack
that's
thereof.
It. There's no sky god, guys.
They've
there's nothing
evolved
up there.
Away from it.
Right. With science. You old penguin my balls.
That's where Dave is coming from.
He's so stupid.
That's the stupid magic spell he's casting. Boom. Is that everything he says, all of his hate is okay.
Yeah.
Because Jesus.
And he doesn't, right?
All of them. All these guys. Yeah. Everything they say, Roy fucking Moore.
Oh, God.
Thinks that homosexual activity should be criminalized.
That's terrifying.
You should go to jail. If you have sex with somebody of the same sex.
I mean, that guy's going to be a senator. He's going to
quite
be
possibly.
A motherfucking senator. And he has those feelings. We're in a crisis. We really are. You know, here's one thing about this Dave guy that's very strange. Is it anything that he doesn't understand? Does he consider that gay? Like, he doesn't understand soccer, so it's gay, right? It's for sissy people. It's effeminate. You're penguining balls, or whatever the fuck that meant. So yeah. Anything he doesn't understand, it's gay. It's gay. Ugh.
The candidate in Alabama's name is Doug Jones.
Yes.
The Democrat who's running against Roy Moore. And there's a shot.
What?
Well, yeah, there's a shot because Roy Moore's not that popular. I mean, he is, but he's not.
Right.
This was a Republican primary.
But I just think of Alabama as, well, you know, like the Taliban.
Like Alabama.
Sure. Like Alabama.
But there was a guy from an Alabama journalist on telly last night who said
that
it's possible, it's a long shot, but this guy really has to thread the needle of he can't go after Roy Moore for the gay shit.
Yes.
Or you can't go after Roy Moore for the anti-gay marriage stuff. You can't go after Roy Moore for the Ten Commandments stuff. You go after him for the lawlessness.
That he's not going to be able to rule the state effectively because he can't govern.
Well, the Republicans are supposed to be all about law and order,
right,
and the rule
sure.
of law. Yet here is someone who says, fuck your law. I don't care about that.
That's a tough argument, man. That's going to be a tough argument to articulate. And the sad thing is, Roy Moore's stupid fucking campaign is going to be about anti-gay, anti-Jesus shit.
I don't know. No, it wasn't.
No, his
it hasn't been.
Wow. So what did he campaign on?
Draining the swamp, cleaning out what's going on in Washington. Getting rid of the
right, and he doesn't think he's part of the swamp. Okay, well, okay. You're a lily pad.
So they're saying that this Doug Jones is a good candidate.
Oh,
it's
cool.
Really has a tiny wee shot.
God damn!
Former U.S. attorney who successfully prosecuted members of the KKK who bombed a black church,
right
in Birmingham.
Damn! I hope this guy wins.
Several progressive groups think they have a clearer shot at winning the general election in December than they would have if Luther Strange.
Oh, shit.
Because Roy Moore is so polarizing, and a lot of Alabamans don't like him.
Yeah. I mean, he can't govern.
Remember, primaries, for one, bring out the hardcore voters.
Yes.
Special election primaries really bring out the hardcore base. So the fact that Roy Moore won bigly,
yes,
is not necessarily indicative of
what's going to happen in the
right,
general.
Right, right, right.
You know, I mean, in Alabama, they need some leadership in that state. I spoke with you, crab diving offline conversation about this. this guy, there's some people, I'll just say, smoking weed outside the show last night.
Not in Florida because it's illegal here.
Yeah, and not in Alabama either. But let's just say, I'm speaking in hyperbole, and this guy, there was a guy smoking, and he's HIV positive. He talks about it in his act. But my friend didn't want to share a joint with him because of that. Mm. You got to learn some shit in Alabama. Man, that's so fucked up.
So sad.
Can't get AIDS that way, you dumbasses. God, what the fuck is wrong with people? Grow the fuck up!
It's 2017, and they don't know you can't get AIDS from that.
Blood, semen, vaginal fluid, breast milk, those things, saliva. Yeah, you can get AIDS from saliva if you... Whammy alert. You can get AIDS from saliva if you drink like 25 gallons of, you know... AIDS and saliva. If you drink 25 gallons of HIV positive saliva, yeah, you might get AIDS. 25
Even
gallons.
Then, unlikely.
Something like that. Yeah, it's unlikely. me.
What this Doug Jones has going for him also is he's not a member of the swamp. He's never run for anything before.
No shit. See, he's an outsider. The GOP should be squirting for this guy.
And Roy Moore ain't.
Right. He's anything but.
63-year-old lawyer, never run for office. Alabama, however, gave, oh my God, last year in the election.
Yes.
Trump won Alabama by 28 points.
Oh, my God. So, like, how are we holding out any hope for this guy? Because Trump's going to say, hey, guys, vote for Roy Moore. Vote for Roy. And then all these idiots are going to.
Jones says, ugh. Roy Moore has taken social stands that are completely out of step with Alabama.
Oh, my gosh.
Are they?
I don't fucking know.
Completely out of step? They're completely out of step with the world. Completely out of step with the 20th century, let alone the 21st.
Right.
But are they out of step with Alabama?
I don't know.
He said the Republican Party has just completely destroyed the public's confidence in its leadership. Well, that is true.
Absolutely.
After all of these, the criminals have been run out of there.
Yeah.
The Speaker of the House.
Oh, yeah.
The Speaker of the House of Representatives in the Alabama.
Right.
Went to jail. The governor was run out. Because of a scandal.
Let me lay my hands on your breast.
And the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court was removed because he said, we're not following the law.
But then Jeff Sessions was awarded with Attorney General, so that's good, for being a racist dickhead most of his career. Here, you can be the top law enforcement officer in the fucking country.
Doug Jones said, this is the least transparent, least ethical group we've seen in Montgomery for a generation. And that's saying a lot about
Holy
Alabama, because Alabama politics is cray-cray.
Good job, or whatever.
There we go. The DNC chairman, Tom Perez, said, I've never seen a clearer contrast between candidates. Roy Moore is unfit to serve. All you have to do is ask Mitch McConnell about that. Right. Mitch McConnell, sad face.
Yes.
Which makes us happy.
Right.
But scary. That thinking that Roy Moore, he's going to have to deal with Roy Moore. See, Mitch McConnell's worried Senate is going to turn into the House.
Yeah, yeah.
And there's going to be...
And then what
a
happens?
A larger minority of lunatics.
But what happens to our country?
They don't care.
I mean, because that will make us more unstable. I mean, so fuck me. If the House and the Senate look the same, then do we just turn into a giant dumpster fire?
What kind of legislation do you think Roy Moore is going to be slinging at?
Nothing. How is he going to debate? That might be the thing.
I want to reverse that Obergefell decision. No more gay marriage.
Oh, God. I mean, do these senatorial candidates, do they typically debate?
Yeah, for long times. Nobody's around half the time.
But, like, how is he going to...
Bullshit also, by the way.
I mean, surely this Doug Jones guy can run circles around Roy Moore when they're talking policy. What the fuck does Roy Moore know?
Can put out his gun.
My God.
I love Jake Mammy.
He rode a horse, man. He rode a horse to the fucking thing,
character.
Pulled out a gun. He's Yosemite Sam. And God, when you listen to him talk, Roy Moore sounds especially stupid.
Hey.
The DNC is wondering how much money to sink into this Alabama race when there are 10 incumbent senators in states won by Trump last year.
What do you think? Do you think this is worth it? I don't know. Would you bet on this guy? Essentially, that's the DNC betting on Doug Jones and against somebody else and not giving them the resources. I mean, it's Alabama.
Right. But Roy Moore didn't raise that much money.
Yeah.
You'll remember Bernie,
right?
Was able to raise just small donors. So, I mean, with the right message, have a populist message, and talk about. You don't go after Roy Moore on the gay marriage because people in Alabama are retroactive dicks.
But even if you explain to the people in Alabama, listen. It's 2017. Gay people are people just like anybody else, and they should be able to be married. And this guy's against that. Isn't that insane? They won't go, yeah, you're right.
Okay. No, they're more likely to vote for Roy Moore.
Oh, man. What a mess. What a mess.
Yeah, and then I saw there was some evangelical group got together, and they're like, all we need is one more like Neil Gorsuch, and we'll be overturning that gay marriage will be overturning Roe versus Wade.
What do you want? Do you want all the smart people to leave this country? Do you want California to secede?
If they get one more Supreme Court pick and they put somebody like Gorsuch in, then
fuck it.
We do need to leave this country because then fascism will take over. There's just no way.
Where are we going?
I don't know.
I want to go to Guatemala.
There's just no way that this country will be safe for good people anymore.
Yeah. Are there snakes in Guatemala?
If they take over. Oh, yeah, snakes.
I don't think
everywhere.
They have snakes in South America. They got shit tons or no?
Have you heard of the Amazon?
Oh, yes. Oh, I saw that. Did you ever see the Amazon Jacques Cousteau special?
No, probably a long time ago. I don't know.
You remember Jacques Cousteau?
He's no longer with us.
He's a French guy. Ago. He's a diver.
Right.
Looked at animals and shit. He was like Steve Irwin, but with a red hat.
He was a...
but French.
Environmentalist before it was cool.
Right.
One of the early environmentalists.
Yeah. That Amazon thing he put on, man, I watched every fucking minute of that. That was awesome.
Oh God, I'm exhausted.
Yes.
The,
I mean, it's unnerving. It's fucking unnerving. All of it.
So, if you're listening from Alabama,
come on,
holy cow, get out, get your friends out to
get
vote.
Get woke. And you can't.
And
you can't.
Find five black people.
Yes.
And get them registered
right.
And out to vote because sure, they're going to try to make sure they don't.
Yeah, and tell everybody you know you can't catch AIDS from sharing a joint. You can't!
That's beyond embarrassing.
That's fucking...
By the way.
God. I know the guy that said it. And I'm going to take him aside the next time I go up there to that fucking show and say, hey, listen, idiot.
We talked about your stupid ass on our radio show.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan talked about this a little bit earlier, continuing in the war on women. This is out of Indiana.
Fuck you, boy.
Despite a federal judge's ruling deeming Indiana's recent abortion ban unconstitutional, Indiana continues to support the law.
Oh, God. How the fuck is Indiana so fucked up? Do you know where it is on the map? A lot of people don't know this. Indiana's right next to fucking Chicago. There's a bunch of libs there. Didn't it just bleed down the progressiveness into the fucking state? No. And that's a labor state, a bunch of steel workers. How the fuck is it so conservative?
On Monday, after a federal judge issued a permanent injunction.
Yes.
Against a law banning abortions sought based on genetic data. What?
What the fuck does that mean? Genetic datum. We've gathered a shitload.
But the attorney general is going to appeal the decision.
Okay.
They want to make sure that women can't decide.
Sure. I don't know what to do. Imagine you got a sexual organ between your legs and some white guy's like, hey, I don't know if you know what to do with that exactly. That's bananas.
Race, gender, or abnormality. So if it's a fetal abnormality, they don't want you to be able to have an abortion. Under the law, doctors and medical practitioners who knowingly perform such abortions could be sued for wrongful death.
Oh, my God. See, do you remember when Schindler said that? He goes, are you gonna put these doctors in jail?
Oh, that's Chris Matthews got him.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to punish him? Yeah, there has to be some kind of punishment.
Good God, Trump. Let's pretend we live on a planet where Trump has never paid for an abortion. Bullshit, you orange fucknut, you fucking asshole.
The law also requires fetal remains to be cremated or buried.
Oh my God.
Adding to the financial and emotional costs of an abortion.
Yes. Oh yeah.
And threatens fetal tissue donation, which is critical for medical research.
Does this bullshit stem from that case where somebody said people were selling fetal tissue on a black market or something? Does this all come from this?
The U.S. District Judge. Oh, looks like she's got a vagina.
Oh,
Tanya
shit.
Walton Pratt wrote, the United States Supreme Court has stated in categorical terms that the state may not prohibit any woman from making the ultimate decision to terminate her pregnancy before viability.
God damn it.
Blah, 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 blah. Stated otherwise, if the law does not recognize a fetus as a person,
yes,
there can be no legitimate state interest in requiring an entity to treat an aborted fetus the same as a deceased human.
I can't believe we're discussing this. The idea that Do people think it's not a hard decision to get an abortion? I mean, I imagine it is. I imagine people think about it. I imagine it's tough. You don't have any empathy there? It's fucking nuts.
Anywhere. They don't have empathy anywhere. It's a whole problem.
These guys.
With this country. World.
Ugh.
Well, this is a lie.
Yes.
The Attorney General of Indiana says that by declaring unconstitutional a state law that would bar abortions based solely on race, sex, or disability, such as Down syndrome, a federal judge has cleared the path for genetic discrimination that once seemed like science fiction. So they're trying to say, see, this is one of these trap laws. They're
right.
Trying to just chip away, chip away, chip away until they can finally say, you're going to get strapped to that bed and you're going to have that baby, you whore.
Right.
That's what they want to say.
And then what's the job of a doctor? Like, I'm sure an OBGYN says, listen, there's something wrong with this baby. Maybe you shouldn't have it. It's going to endanger your life to have this child. Who knows?
And he's lying. Further, requiring that the remains of deceased unborn children be accorded at least the dignity of low-cost burials or cremation is hardly an impingement on anyone's individual rights. Then you pay for it. You pay for it.
Right.
Come up with a state program that pays for your bullshit, you fucking asshole. Otherwise, you want the women to pay for it.
Right.
Suddenly you got to pay for a funeral.
Right. And quit throwing the word dignity around, you fuckface. Dignity?
Yeah, there's...
Don't you want to afford a woman the dignity to make her own decisions about her vagina? I mean, what the fuck?
Fuck no.
That's insane. This is stupid.
Gilead is what they want.
Right. What is that? Is that the town in...
That's the what America becomes in The Handmaid's Tale.
Okay. Lovely.
When people like Roy Moore take over.
Under his eye. Oh, that show is so fucking creepy. Fuck you, Mike Pence.
Because it's
dick.
So close. That's why it's creepy.
It's terrifying.
Indiana is one of seven states with laws banning abortions in case of sex, race, or genetic selection.
Okay.
More states are pursuing the controversial law. See?
Right.
They're trying. And now there's that one asshole who's been a couple of states passed it.
Yes.
The fetal heartbeat law.
Oh, God.
Which instantly gets thrown out because it's unconstitutional
by definition.
Right. After Roe versus Wade.
Yes.
And, this one asshole, I forget her name, but she's out there. She's the activist who's out there spearheading this. She's thrilled. I saw just today, she met with the vice president and he loves her bill.
Oh my.
Let
me understand this fetal heartbeat bill. This is where if a fetal heartbeat is detected, you can't have an abortion.
Which, by the way, most women don't even know they're pregnant until... 2 months in sometimes when the fetal heartbeat has already started.
You know, it's really...
So they're just trying to say no abortions for you. That's
you know, it's so fucking disgusting. All these white guy dickheads that are voting on these laws, we should require them to take a test about the female anatomy, about, you know, childbirth or something to see how much they actually know about it. They don't know shit.
Care. They don't care.
They don't know shit. They're making laws about vaginas. They don't know the first fucking thing, probably. God. What's wrong with people?
My good news?
Oh, yes.
This is in Kentucky.
Fuck you, boy.
Not too far away from Indiana.
Right. That's where the Ark Encounter is.
But a U.S. District Court. In the Western District of Kentucky has ruled that their state law there requiring women seeking an abortion to first undergo an ultrasound.
Oh my God.
And listen to a description of the embryo or fetus.
Read by whom? Read by whom? I mean, this is insane. Morgan Freeman? Does Morgan Freeman read you a description? What the fucking fuck?
U.S. District Court has ruled that is unconstitutional.
No fucking doctor wants to do that.
How could it not be unconstitutional?
What do you describe?
the U.S. Listen to this, you whore. Listen, look at its little hands there, you bitch, you slut.
Oh, my God.
You shouldn't have opened your legs, you whore, you slut, you bitch. This is what they're thinking. Yeah, this is the narrative in these Christo Fox minds.
Did none of you guys have sisters, mothers, daughters, wives, and shit? You can't imagine any empathy. They got to go to the OBGYN. Fuck this. Bananas.
U.S. District Judge David Hale, a penis wielder.
Oh, yes. Look at my dick.
Wrote in his ruling, the law does not advance a substantial governmental interest, is not drawn to achieve the government's interests, and prevents no actual harm.
Okay.
In fact, it causes harm.
Right.
You're forcing medical practitioners to do a medical test. Remember, let's not forget. What's his name? Governor Ultrasound in.
Oh my God!
I forget that guy's name.
Governor.
But he wanted the transvaginal. He wanted something shoved up your pussy.
I mean,
an invasive procedure.
What if something happened?
Mandate.
I mean, this
for
is
no medical reason,
right?
None whatsoever, other than to shame,
right?
Shame, shame.
What happened to the Hippocratic Oath, right? Do no fucking harm. Do no fucking harm. You're shoving something in somewhere that doesn't need to be there.
In Missouri, they tried to make doctors lie to women.
Oh, yes.
They tried to force them to say, you're going to get cancer of the pussy if you have an abortion. Or you have a higher incidence of breast cancer. Stuff like that. Which is an utter lie. An utter lie. Wrong, wrong, wrong. But they didn't care. You're going to tell them that. And the doctors were like, that's against our oath. That's against our, we're not.
Right.
You get it.
You know, the sad thing is there's no way to solve this because, like you said, these white fucks that make these laws have no empathy. And until guys can get pregnant, until I can ejaculate a baby from my dick hole.
Every street corner would have
absolutely
a morning after pill.
That's
would
the
have
only
a
way to
coat
change
hanger.
This. Imagine you got to have an abortion. You, like we say, do you think it's a party? Do you think we're going to Disneyland? I'm going to Space Mountain and getting, you know, it's just.
The ACLU filed a lawsuit against the state on behalf of EMW Women's Surgical Center.
Yes.
Which the complaint said is the state's sole licensed abortion facility.
Criminal.
One left, and they're working on real hard on that one.
It's so fucking
Kentucky.
Criminal.
That asshole, theocrat, un-American scum of a governor that they elected said he's hoping, gleeful, they're going to try to close that last clinic.
God damn. We are, and again, didn't we learn about these Planned Parenthood clinics, like 3% of their budget? Is allocated to like abortive shit.
Well, I don't care.
What if it was 100%? You're right. I mean, they're just mischaracterizing it. It's just stupid. And you're talking about people get health care from Planned Parenthood, all kinds of shit. A Planned Parenthood is a good thing for the fucking community. It's not a house of horrors, you dickhead.
The law, the evil scum sucking law, requires a physician or qualified technician to perform the ultrasound and position the screen so the woman may view the images.
Oh, come on. Come on, fuckface.
Remember that one governor, I think it was Georgia, who he said, you know, we're not going to like pry their eyes open and make them look at it or nothing. They're just going to turn it in their direction.
But why? But that's the same fun. Yet.
Watch it, you bitch. Name it. Name that baby before you kill it, you whore.
God, you know, you white guys, the people that aren't insane, you seem like tyrants. You're barbarians. You're sexist.
The world's definitely
misogyny.
Lurching backwards, especially and Putin is helping.
Yeah,
I saw something today that in all aspects.
Yes.
These Putin's evil internet monkeys are everywhere in all aspects of the world trying to stir up trouble.
Right.
Here in this country, the Twitter bots and the Facebook bots are currently pushing, stand up, you Negroes, for the flag.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Got it. We got a president that says it's a hoax and it doesn't exist.
They're sowing discord. Yep. They're just trying to get us to keep fighting so that Putin can say, look at those democracy, you letting people vote. What's wrong with you?
God, you know, this our country is so fucked up. It's so fucked up. Not to minimize what's going on with race and gay rights, but really towards women, it is so fucked up.
The medical staff were required to describe what the images show.
Are you kidding me?
Including the size of the fetus, any organs and appendages visible. Oh, look, there's his little arm.
You know,
there's his little head.
You know, if you're a doctor or, whatever, you deal with a technician. If you have a heart, you just don't do it. You just say you did it and you don't fucking do it because fuck this shit.
And here's a cherry on the hate-filled heart of Kentuckians.
A cherry.
The law does not contain exceptions for women facing medical complications or victims of rape or incest.
Criminal. This is criminal.
So you're raped
evil
by your dad.
Yeah.
You're going to look at that baby inside of you, you whore. You How teasing
much
your dad
do
somehow.
We hate women? I mean,
you shouldn't
gotta
look so good for your dad, you hussy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fucked
That's
up.
That's their mindset.
Right, exactly. You know what? And to characterize it in any other way is not doing is a disservice.
Right.
What this is a big thing. Like the conservatives, it's just not equal. Their side to things, there is no equal side to this. This is wrong. This is fucking wrong. And you do want, so now you want doctors not to do what's in the best interest of your patient.
Right.
What? I don't even.
That's why doctors don't want to do it.
Of course not. A fucking course. Who the fuck goes into medicine and says, you know what I want to do? I want a woman that was raped. What I want to do is look at the ultrasound and describe to her, a victim, what her fetus looks like? Who the fuck? What kind of sadistic fuck wants to do that? Somebody that went to Oh, this is bananas. This is fucked up. It's not normal.
Uh-oh.
What? Didn't this start out as good news? What was good news that we had? You said good news earlier. I forgot.
Well, that a judge has struck it down.
Oh, okay.
But you know,
oh,
these theocrats are going to appeal.
Oh, yes.
And if it gets to Gorsuch,
we're fucked. Well, we're not fucked. Women are fucked.
Yeah.
And we're fucked.
No, we're fucked, too. And there's going to be a bunch of stuff coming up the pike that we're going to.
Mueller or Mueller,
really
however you say
gonna
your name.
Be.
Please bring some shit to get this fucknut out of office. We got to get a progressive back in office.
Well, and if it's proven that there were shenanigans that are criminal and it goes all the way to Trump, then Neil Gorsuch is invalid.
Trump is invalid. The election
Neil Gorsuch
is
invalid.
Absolutely.
And needs to be removed. That we should not abide that at all.
But we will be in a crisis.
They stole
right?
that seat, first of all.
Yeah. Abso-fucking-lutely.
Obama, that was Obama's seat to fill. And the racist fuck, Mitch McConnell.
Shame
evil,
on you, Mitch.
Yeah.
You fuckhead.
History, God, is not going to look good on Mitch McConnell. I know he doesn't care.
Well, the Republicans, let me listen.
None of them care about legacy.
They're going to look like fucking tyrants because they're fucking tyrants. I mean, listen to what Trump says, how he characterized these football players. You know, sons of bitches.
Yep.
The barbarian.
Yeah, if we can get even one more like Neil Gorsuch, we're talking about
God.
Overturning Roe versus Wade.
I just don't understand. I mean, how do these people hate women so fucking much? What have we done? What are we doing? You know?
Again, we could save this for tomorrow, but this is about politics. This is where this guy is getting involved in the political
arena. The United Gay States of America, America's new transvestite army.
Rick Wiles,
is he pro-choice?
Was on his radio show yesterday, he's got the sads, Ryan, because apparently he's upset about the how America's become so polarized.
Oh, geez.
And how the rhetoric has become so poisonous.
Well, it's going to get more poisonous, you fucking dickhead, because you guys are crazy.
That it seems impossible for people to put aside their differences and come together anymore.
Ooh.
And there's one person to blame.
Yes.
For the divisiveness here in this country, which, by the way, I saw a comment about this just today.
Are you noticing? Are you paying attention how this week, how the rhetoric has become so
poisonous.
Poisonous.
Yes. It's vitriol. It is,
and it's being done deliberately. This is a deliberate
vitriol.
Vitriol. It's become so vitriol. It's vitriol. Gotta learn how to talk, dickhead.
Strategy to make people so polarized that there is no reason between people. It's to separate them, polarize them. And now the polarization has become so extreme, there is no way to bring people together now.
And who is fomenting this but the right?
Absolutely.
Now, of course, they squeal
yes.
that it's the left.
There was a time, not so long ago, Zach, between Democrats and Republicans. Okay, so we got all worked up four times. I mean, every 4 years, you know, we supported our party.
And, but then we went back to work.
Yeah. And when it was over, we're all friends again.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. Nope.
Yeah. Might need a little history lesson, Ricky.
Yeah. And let me tell you something. There's no reason for progressives to be friends with any of these fuckers that voted for Trump. Fuck you.
Again. You know, people got together, had picnics. They went bowling. They did whatever. They had their recreation, their social time. But you didn't argue
for 4 years.
For 4 years. And you didn't get angry that your side won. You just said, oh, that's the way it is. That's the American way. Your side won. Okay. Because you know what?
Then Rick, also,
yes.
When a president would win, when somebody would win the presidency by not much,
yes.
They would tend to then look and right. say, wow, I've got to speak to both sides. I am now the president of everyone in this country, and
yes.
we've got to work together and compromise. Your side has decided it's our way or the highway. And Donald Trump gets in there and says, I only am the president of rich white people.
Right. And let's be honest, he didn't win.
Correct.
He didn't fucking win.
Well, he won, but he didn't win the popular right. vote.
The presidents that we were electing were not enemies of the nation. Uh-oh. We have not had an enemy of the nation until Barack Obama.
There we go.
Bam, baby.
No enemy of the nation until Barack Obama.
I don't even understand.
The black one.
Oh, yes.
It's just that's a coincidence.
Barack Hussein Obama.
Just a coincidence yeah. that it's the first black one that has divided the country.
Divided the country. Let me tell you something. We have more natural disasters that hit places like Puerto Rico. We have some bullshit happens with North Korea. An accident from one of these fucking tests. You're going to wish you had Barack Obama in office, you dickhead.
How can any of these vile creatures say with Donald Trump currently in the White House that Barack Obama was the most divisive president in U.S. history?
I will tell you how.
How can they say that?
Because they're racist.
Yes.
They're homophobics. They're transphobics. They hate.
Yep.
They hate. That's how they fucking do it.
Enemy of the nation until Barack Obama. Who was a foreigner. He was not an American. He was a foreigner.
What?
And
now
excuse me, is he saying Barack Hussein Obama was a foreigner? Is that what he said?
Yeah. And
how so?
That's where people need to be dragged out to the street.
Absolutely.
And thrown in the stockades and have rotten fruit thrown at them.
Absolutely.
Because Rick Wiles is an embarrassment.
People are listening to him. He's like, you know what? Rick's right. He's born in Kenya.
And you hear that idiot in the background. That Negro.
That is the root of... Donald Trump came from birtherism. That's where his political career is rooted in.
And why is Obama a foreigner?
Because he's black.
There you go.
Because he's black, baby.
And we're not enemies of the nation. We have not had an enemy of the nation until Barack Obama, who was a foreigner. He was not an American. He was a foreigner.
And now Donald Trump is an enemy, too, to the other America.
To the new America that they're bringing in. But we never had...
What the fuck?
That was almost a little bit of clarity from that other idiot there, and Rick shot that one down really quick.
Absolutely.
Because this guy was saying, well, now the other side thinks that that Trump is... And he's like, well, but that's the new America they're trying to bring in.
Oh, my God.
Trump's not divisive. Trump's right, because he loves the Lord, Ryan.
Say it. Why don't they just say it? Our last president was black. We hated it. Now we have a white president. Yeah. It's better because I'm a racist.
Yeah, we're butthurt because a Negro was trying to tell us what to do. Just admit it.
Yeah.
Admit it.
Yeah.
And now Donald Trump is an enemy, too, to the other America.
To the new America that they're bringing in. But we never had, in days gone by, we were just one country. We had our election differences, but then we got together. And, you know, I never thought about past Democratic Party presidents being enemies of the nation. John F. Kennedy was an enemy of the nation. Harry Truman was an enemy of the nation.
Jimmy Carter.
There you go.
Bill Clinton. You notice how far back he's going.
Yeah, he's...
Grover Cleveland was an enemy.
Grover Cleveland! Cunting Cleveland.
Come on! Come on.
Enemy of the nation. They're all Democrats, okay? What's happened here? Barack Obama has poisoned the American society.
Oh. With his big God, black dick. Yes.
I'm having a hard time today being civil. Yeah. I'm really just...
There's nothing funny about this shit. That's straight up racism. That is hate. That's divisiveness. That's like saying, listen, those guys protesting in Charlottesville, yet screaming blood and soil, all that bullshit fascism.
Jews will not replace us.
That's an equal side. Some of them are good people. That's where that bullshit comes from people like this fuck.
There's fine people on that side.
God damn it. You know, listen, whatever.
Look at how sexy they are in those khakis.
Ooh, yes. Those fucking polo shirts. Shove those tiki torches up your ass, you racist fucks.
So Rick Wiles represents the dingleberry of society. Heinous, shit-stained, little dab of toilet paper stuck in your anal hair is what Rick Wiles is.
Ignorance. He's ignorance. He's stupidity.
Racist. Obama has poisoned the American society. We didn't have this kind of racial hatred before Obama.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. Is he bananas?
Holy shit.
Is he bananas?
Yes.
What about slavery?
Yeah.
What about the fucking civil rights movement?
I believe Martin Luther King kind of took a bullet.
Oh, yeah. Separate but equal. Separate but fucking equal. He's delusional.
We've never
Rick
had
Wiles those. Is delusional.
And that's what I saw a comment the other day of somebody who was like, oh, we were never divided. We were never as divided until Obama.
Well, listen,
president.
You know where that comes from? Because Obama, you know, you introduce something like marriage equality. Yes, the idiots and the bigots are going to scream because they don't like it. But guess what? Too bad. We're talking about human rights.
That was second term.
Yes.
They hated him and he was... Joe Arpaio was going down to look for the birth certificate.
Oh my God.
In the first term.
Just disgust. It's embarrassing.
We didn't have this kind of racial hatred before Obama. I've never seen this kind of racial hatred in my life. Never. He poisoned our society.
You have poisoned our society.
Yeah, that's
people
true,
like
man.
You have poisoned our society with your cancer of your horrible faux Christianity or hate Christians.
Yeah. And it's sad. It's fucked up.
Did it deliberately to start a civil war.
Obama's doing it deliberately to start a civil war.
Oh, really? Oh, I didn't know that. You mean he went out and protected all the dreamers to divide the country? He protected
a civil war. He's just a paid thug. We need to know who he works for. But he's a thug. He's paid to start a revolution. And I'm telling you, folks, if you...
Why doesn't he just say Obama is a paid N-word thug?
Yeah, yeah.
Thug.
To get inside Obama's house, you would quickly discover that all day long, he's orchestrating the revolt across the nation.
Oh yes,
this is what's going on.
The deep state.
Oh yeah, Obama's secretly still planning to overthrow beautiful white Christianity here in America.
I wish some of these right wing nut job dirt bags could climb inside my brain and realize how fucking stupid. You guys are so fucking stupid. You're idiots. Mm. You're just dumb.
He's
as
on the
fuck.
Phone. He's working it. He's calling his people, and he is telling them what to do. What? He is totally in charge of this rebellion. This is a rebellion. And Obama's leading it.
There you go.
Right. How dumb. How embarrassing. I mean, you know what I mean? For this country, it is thoroughly mortifying. Fucking embarrassing.
Mortifying.
And, you know, this guy's horrible. You know, people listen to him and believe what he says. Imagine you listen to Rick Wiles every fucking day. I bet he's got lots of subscribers.
Yeah, remember McCain famously during his run in 2008 when that poster of a sweet little granny stood up, ancient woman.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet little pie bacon granny stood up and said, I can't trust this Obama because he's an Arab. He wasn't even born here in this country. And McCain, with his good hand, grabbed the microphone out of her hand and said, no, I won't abide that. I disagree with him politically.
Right.
But he's a good man. He was born in this country. I'm not going to put up with that.
You think Roy Moore would do the same thing?
So that little grandmother is tuning into Rick Wise.
Oh, yeah.
And listening.
Believing every fucking second of it.
He's right. You know, Obama's hidden somewhere in a bunker, and I heard that he's making a revolution against everybody, all the white people.
Yeah. You know what sucks is, like,
Rick Wise.
People listen to this shit and they
act. Held accountable.
Right. They act. They'll say racist shit, they'll do racist shit. We live in a violently racist, fucked up, women hating society.
Yep,
got to figure it out. I don't know what the answer is. Really, it's disgusting.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
we'll
yeah.
be we'll, more of these assholes.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
just it's too much. It's
bring it.
Gilead is brimming over here with all these ancient hate filled theocrats.
Quit
and
being
now,
nice. Yeah.
One of the worst is possibly going to be Senator of Alabama.
Absolutely. And listen.
Who makes Jefferson Beauregard Sessions look like a progressive.
That's so true. I mean, he's just so cartoonishly evil. Oh, God, quit being nice to your conservative friends when they say stupid shit. Just call them out on it. Just call them out on their fucking ignorance. Just look like a dickhead. Who fucking cares? They're stupid as shit anyway. It's not going to fucking matter.
Ugh. Oh, my God.
Depressing.
We played that clip. Was it a clip or we just talked about a right wing nut job who was on telly, a Trump, a Trump pansie, who said that the owners are afraid their players are going to riot.
Oh, you know, my
God. Their Negroes are going to overthrow them, Ryan. And
what a
rise up and
come
to the big house. Ooh. On the plantation. They're going to rape my daughters.
What a bag of shit. What a bag of garbage this person is. Yes.
Ringing in with that exact sentiment.
Hello.
Our president.
Come on.
You have certainly started a national conversation this week, Mr. President, on the NFL. You say the NFL situation is a very important situation. Your critics say it's been a distraction, but you say it's critical. You talk about words like patriotism and citizenship. Why is this such an important issue for you?
Well, it is an important issue. It's not a distraction at all because, you know, first of all, I'm doing a lot. As you know, we've passed over 50 pieces of legislation. We have a Supreme Court judge. We have a much stronger military. We have strong borders now. We're going to get the wall. We're going to get all the things that we said. And now we're going, as you know, today is the big day. We're announcing the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country. So there's been no distraction. But the NFL can.
By the way, you notice he's not saying tax reform.
Yes.
All the GOP are out there still trying to smoke and mirrors it, saying it's tax reform.
Oh, yeah.
He's honest about it. It's tax cuts.
Right.
Tax cuts for people like me.
Bah.
We're going to make the biggest ones in history.
Right.
Because that's gone well everywhere.
Absolutely.
Let's look at Kansas.
Why? Yeah. Don't you think it's insensitive to talk about tax cuts when, I mean, what is happening in Puerto Rico? Do we even have a good picture of how fucked up it is?
Those Mexicans are fine.
You're talking about tax cuts. We need to talk about going down there. Yeah, those Mexicans. Oh, my God.
As you know, today is the big day. We're announcing the biggest tax cuts in the history of our country. So there's been no distraction. But the NFL cannot disrespect our country. They can.
Fuck you. They can do what they want.
Absolutely.
Fuck you. They can do what they want. Trump. You are not king.
You're not king of the NFL.
I think I put this in a comment before. Somebody was like, you should respect the president. And I was like, I can walk. If we're walking down the sidewalk in opposite directions and he tells me to move, I could tell him to fuck off. He cannot make me move. He is not our king. He is not our leader like that.
You know what? This fucking Rick Wiles, I'm sorry, going back, talking about all these people, these anti-choice fuckers, and this guy's like, grab him by the pussy.
Yeah.
That's who he fucking elected. It's disgusting.
Not disrespect our flag or our national anthem. And they can't have people sitting down or kneeling down during our national anthem. And I saw this a year ago with Kaepernick, and I said, that's a terrible thing. I thought it was terrible.
Too bad.
And then it builds up a little bit.
Too bad, Snowflake.
Yeah, you
deal
think,
with it, you think, bitch.
He thinks it's terrible because he's a racist.
Deal with it, you orange bitch. Deal
racist
with it.
Racist people think it's terrible because they're racist.
Yep.
So this is a terrible thing. I thought it was terrible. And then it builds up a little bit and a little bit more, and you see what's been happening, and then all of a sudden you see more and more and more. And I came out and I made a statement in Alabama the other day, and I said, I think it's very disrespectful to our country. And the world picked it up. And guess what? Most people agree with me. And the NFL's in a box. They have to do something about it. They're disrespecting. And when I say they, in a way it is they, because they can stop it. You know, they have rules for everything. You can't dance in the end zone. You can't wear the pink socks relative to breast cancer, which one of the places. They have rules for everything. Why aren't they honoring this country by enforcing a rule that's been in existence for a long time?
When?
What is he talking
Excuse
about?
Excuse me, where's the rule?
This is bullshit.
Please show me the law that says we have to stand, sit, anything.
What the fuck?
Why aren't they honoring this country by enforcing a rule that's been in existence for a long time? So the NFL and the players really have to do the honor of the country. It's for the honor of the country. They have to respect our country.
Fuck you. We don't have to respect you. We don't have to respect the country. Nobody has to respect shit.
Are you disturbed that he doesn't understand that? Like, even if he is a nutball conservative, he doesn't seem to have an understanding of what his powers are, what he's allowed to do.
Right. And again, I'm not 100% convinced that he really cares one way or the other.
Yeah, you're right.
I think he's doing this to
rile up his base,
get Rick Wiles. People like Rick Wiles all fired up and their heinous, knuckle-dragging, racist, scum cult.
Is this more of an indication that he's terrified of what's coming from Mueller?
Oh, I think, we tweeted that over the weekend a couple of times that there's obviously some big shit coming down the pike because
this is
the biggest flash grenade yet.
Yeah.
For the honor of the country, they have to...
Well, and almost nuclear war with Korea is might be a literal flash grenade.
That's quite a glitter bomb.
To respect our country. They have to respect our flag and our anthem.
What prompted that in Alabama?
Well, I have so many friends that are owners and they're in a box.
What prompted it, Don? What prompted it?
He's not going to say.
Right. He figured out something that would fire up his base.
Right.
Alabama.
Well, his racist scum base.
I have so many friends that are owners, and they're in a box. I mean, I've spoken to a couple of them. They say, we are in a situation where we have to do something. I think they're afraid of their players,
I think they're afraid. You know, those are big, scary black men, Ryan, a lot of them. And I think they're afraid that they're going to beat them up and rape their daughters stuff. And, you know.
You know, we all know this is a, like you said, a distraction. But it's a crime that we have such a racist as president. It is such a fucking crime. It's disgusting.
They're afraid of their players.
Can you imagine? God.
They're afraid of the people they can fire, hire and fire.
You know, Donald,
somehow they're afraid of the rampaging Negroes.
People that have those thoughts, those evil, fucked up, sick thoughts, listen to him and they're like, you know what? I'm right. My president agrees with me.
Exactly.
Now I'm going to go out and be racist.
Yep.
How dare you?
I'm going to grab a tiki torch
and
march in Charlottesville.
This is...
And they're in a box. I mean, I've spoken to a couple of them. They say, we are in a situation where we have to do something. I think they're afraid of their players. You want to know the truth. And I think it's disgraceful. And they've got to be tough and they've got to be smart because you look at the ratings are going way down. The stadiums are, I've seen a couple of stadiums over the last few weeks. They are losing. There are a lot of empty seats. I couldn't even believe it. But when it comes to the respect of our nation, when it comes to the respect of our anthem and our flag, they have no choice.
They do have a choice.
Right. Oh, my God.
Listen to this. This
is insane.
Hitler-esque kind of bullshit. And I'm not, I hate being hyperbolic, but it's not. They have no choice. They have no choice. But they must stand up for the flag.
That is disgusting. This is, I mean, God, out of all the heinous shit he's done, he said, this is up there, you know?
They're afraid of those big, scary Negroes.
We're supposed to, these fucking guys, these oligarchs like Bob fucking Kraft that own these fucking football teams. Is he trying to get me to sympathize, to empathize with these rich fucks? Because they're afraid? Is this more of the war on white people? Is this what this is? You got to be out of your fucking
mind.
Well,
and gay people, because it's another thing that's going to get y'all riled up.
Yes. God damn.
A complete reversal. When the previous administration was in,
yes,
they were arguing that the Civil Rights Act of 1964 should include LGBTQ Americans.
Yes. Yes.
Protections.
Right.
It should be encompassed in that.
Of course.
And it implicitly is.
Yeah. Who doesn't think that?
The current Justice Department has now reversed. And they are now arguing before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals against a man who is suing because he was fired because he was gay.
Hey, Bernie Bros, are you listening to this bullshit? This is what you ushered in with your fucking I can't vote for Hillary. Suck a dick. God, fuck you, man.
Don't suck a dick. Well, you might go to jail.
Welcome to the Handmaid's Tale, you fuckheads, you ignorant fucking fuck faces.
The Justice Department argued Tuesday before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals. Came in the case of Donald Zarda, claiming he was fired by his company, Altitude Express.
Oh, God.
For being gay.
Oh, my God.
The agency has inserted itself into the argument.
Okay.
Even though the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission already sided with Mr. Zarda, arguing right. that LGBTQ employees should be protected by Title VII. Of the landmark civil rights case.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. What the fuck?
The judge said,
yes.
Well, this is a little bit awkward for us to have the federal government arguing both sides of the case.
How do you explain this? This is bananas. What the fuck?
Justice Department lawyer. I'm not going to say the person's name because it may not be their fault.
Right.
That they were sent to argue this. But Jefferson Beauregard Sessions the third needs the e-guillotine.
Right.
For this.
E-guillotine.
This lawyer came in opposing the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission.
Okay.
Which is still being run by an Obama administration holdover when the case first reached court.
Right. So the guy running this commission is an adult. Or the agency, right?
Was,
Obama holdover. That's what I meant.
The current justice, and I'm putting that in quotes, department.
Yes.
Said employers under Title VII are permitted to consider employees out of work sexual conduct.
How the fuck are you supposed to consider that? What the fuck? Is it 2017?
And this is their argument. There is a common sense, intuitive difference between sex and sexual orientation.
Oh, fuck off.
So this is the same as Roy Moore saying,
absolutely,
homosexuality isn't criminal, but conduct should be illegal.
This is The Handmaid's Tale. This is totally that. This is bullshit. This is a joke.
Mr. Zarda's lawyer said, it's as conservative as it could possibly get. If having sex with a man is okay for a woman, it has to be okay for a man as well. You cannot apply a different rule based on gender, according to the law. Apparently, that's not conservative enough for the Department of Justice.
Oh, my God. This is bananas.
The Justice Department, the lawyer says, the argument is a significant undermining of the Supreme Court's decision on marriage equality. So here we go. This is what we were talking about. They're going to try the same thing with gay marriage that they did with abortion. Chip away, chip away, chip away.
But it's a law of the land.
We're saying you can get married, you just can't fuck each other.
This is so stupid.
You can get married, you can't adopt. You can get married, you can't come into our restaurant.
But then those things violate the spirit of what the law is. Right?
Of course.
Then it doesn't make any sense. It's just shit. It's garbage.
The Seventh Circuit. So these arguments they're reviewing an earlier ruling by a 3-judge panel in favor of the former employer.
Yeah.
The employer who fired him because he's gay.
The employee. Ugh. Vomitous.
But the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in April ruled that people cannot be fired because they partake in gay sex.
Good
what
God.
Country are we living in? What century are we living in that this is an argument that you can fire someone because they're gay?
And where do you find out that someone's having gay sex? What are you doing? Are you scrubbing their email? Are you sending weird little people with cameras to take pictures and through their windows into their bedrooms? Are you surveilling people to see if they take a dick?
Multiple lower-level district courts have concluded beginning in 2002 that employees cannot be fired simply for being gay. The Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed in April that Title VII of the Civil Rights Act does in fact cover sexual orientation, noting that any other interpretation of the law would be confusing and contradictory.
God damn. This is amazing.
Under Attorney General Jefferson Beauregard Shitstain III.
Blah, the Gollum, the little thin-lipped
The department
Gollum.
Has now filed multiple amicus briefs arguing against LGBTQ protections, including one in the upcoming high-profile Supreme Court case Masterpiece Cake Shop versus Colorado Civil Rights Commission.
Doesn't this illustrate the point that when you go to the voting booth, if you're a liberal, when you pull those levers, you got to think, how does this affect people of color? How does this affect trans people? And how does this affect my gay friends? I mean, God, fucking wake up, dickheads. You fucking Bernie bro idiots. You fucking morons. This shit would not have gone on with Hillary. It just wouldn't be. We wouldn't be having this discussion. You're fucking delusional.
Louise Melling, deputy legal of the American Civil Liberties Union, said, this is nothing short of shocking.
Yeah. It's nuts.
The Trump administration is willfully targeting the gay community. The administration, she said, quote, has already made its hostility toward the LGBT community abundantly clear.
Yeah. I mean, what? So the thing is, if you want to fire someone for being gay, then you don't want them to be able to work? So what? What's the next step? You say, oh, I can fire you for being gay. So how am I supposed to exist? How am I supposed to exist and participate in society? I'm not allowed to have a fucking job. So what's next? Yeah. You're going to arrest him? You're going to shoot him?
I can fire you for being black. I can fire you for being an atheist.
So
I can fire you. Well, right. That's what they want. Well, but you won't be able to fire someone for being a Christian.
Oh,
or you won't be able to fire someone for being white.
Oh,
or you won't be able to fire someone for being a man.
Or being straight.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, please.
Oh, let's not have any of that craziness. That's un-American.
And by the way, if you're a woman, I'm in charge of that pussy between your fucking legs. Whoa, we are fucked up.
Yeah, this country
disgusting.
Is
Jeff
a shithole right now thanks to conservatism.
We've talked about who is the scariest cabinet member. I always say it's Rick Perry because he's in charge of the nukes. That makes me nervous, but it's Sessions. No, it's come on. Yeah. It's Sessions. That's an easy one. He's just fucking heinous. Thanks, Alabama. Thanks, dickheads. Thanks, Bernie bros. Thanks, you fucking Bernie bros. That's who we really, have to blame, because these fuckers were going to vote for Bernie.
And it's not only Russians, because you've spoken to them.
Right, I've spoken to them.
We put up that story on our Facebook page. Oh, we got to go. We put up that story on our Facebook page about Jill Stein.
Yes.
That the Russian Facebook and Twitter bots were miraculously telling people to go out and vote for Jill Stein.
Gee, why?
Don't vote for Killery Shillery. And if you can't vote for Trump, vote for Stein instead. Trying to siphon votes away from Hillary. So on that article, most of the comments on our Facebook page are from people who are like, oh, you can't demonize people for voting for third party. Hillary's the worst candidate ever. She's evil. She was corrupt.
My God. It's just. Oh, God. I don't know.
We got to get the fuck out of here. Right. I'm losing my mind. I'm really pissed off today. Anyway, thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen and others. We'll be back tomorrow doing more of this yelling, screaming, bitching, swearing.
That's right.
And saying fuck you to all the assholes in this country.
Yeah, fuck you, Bernie bros. Fuck you.
Don't forget, fuck Ryan's off. Doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed or his Instagram at RatedRComedy, or go to his website, which be RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Go out, punch a Nazi, and kick a Christian asshole in the nuts.
Fuck everyone.
Have a great evening, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.